You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
See, this is why John Schmutzer is the king. So, you know, I got these beautiful windows in my house that everybody's raving about. It's what makes me want to get up and continue to work every day because I got these beautiful windows just to admire every day when I get home at the end of the day. So, I kind of live like Howard Hughes. Nobody comes in, nobody goes out. I'm behind the blinds. I'm just doing all my social media stuff and what have you. So I'm in the kitchen, cup of coffee, Johnny, and I just peek out to take a look at the windows again. And I do need to clean those windows. So he said, have you cleaned them yet? So I'm going to get them clean. But can I tell you what they have done to my house? It's changed the look of my house. I was looking at them this morning because I knew you were coming in. Justin is here as well, too. What a great product, Marvin. What an incredible product. It changed the outlook of my house. It looks as though my house was built 10 years ago as opposed to over 100 years ago.
Right. It definitely has a new look to a home when you get windows put in. But also there's a lot of other benefits. I mean, the energy savings that you'll achieve with the new windows, the ease of cleaning, if you do ever clean the windows.
I do have to do that.
Yes, you do. But it's just a great method of updating your home and achieve the benefits of having new windows.
So I got to tell you both a quick story. I've become very cheap the older I get. So years past, there would have been no air conditioning, even if it was 100 degrees, because it was just me. You know, I'm in the basement, it's cooler, I'm not spending the money. Somebody shows up there, they said, oh, you finally, you know, broke into the piggy bank, the air conditioning's on. I said, no, I got Metropolitan Windows. What? Right. My electricity bill cut in half, and I'm running my air conditioner as though you should be running your air conditioner. It's got to be the windows. It's the only way I can even explain it. My electric bill has gone by half. And it was normally like 200. It's even hovering under 100 sometimes in the last couple of months. And you know how hot it's been.
Sure.
So maybe what you say is a fact, sir.
Well, with the low E coating that we put on your windows, it will reflect radiant heat from coming in during the summer months. Therefore, you are going to save energy. And conversely, it is as effective in the wintertime because it reflects radiant heat from escaping from your home. So you should see savings year-round, not only in your electric bill, but also your gas bill.
Well, you know, Justin, that's where I'm really going to be hoping for, because that heating bill is a whole lot worse than electricity bill. We'll talk a little bit about the insulation and what these windows do, along with the curb appeal from, of course, the Marvin name that we love so much. And then we'll jump into some questions. And by the way, anybody have any window-related questions, door-related questions, now's the chance. Talk to the experts, Metropolitan Windows. The Schmutzers are here. It's John and Justin. The number is 866-391-1020. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Morning. Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm glad to hear about the all positive things with the new windows. That's
I love
great.
Love them.
That's great. But yeah, so if the benefits efficiency-wise and, you know, your utility bills, if you think about it, take a step back and just think about the building science for a little bit. So your house, they use in the industry, the house envelope. So you take an envelope and you seal everything in. And then whenever you're building a house, you have all of these big holes in your house, right? You have all these multiple windows. You might have 10, 15, 20 plus holes in your house. And then you have your entry doors. These are all these holes. If you don't have a good product in there that is going to keep the air from coming into those holes and be sealed properly, then you're going to be very vulnerable. I think the windows you had, were they original? Were they original?
Very much so, from day one, 1918.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, windows back then didn't have weather stripping like they do today, and they weren't as efficient. So, I mean, you've had a significant upgrade. But if you put a good product into those big holes in your house, those multiple penetration holes, then you're going to be just doing yourself a huge service of just saving on those utility bills. And especially if it's something more efficient, like the Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, that is a consistent performer year after year. So because of the stability of the material choice. So you kind of got to think about it that way. That's just one of the benefits, like my dad said earlier, it's the efficiency, the rating. And then you have the aesthetics, and then the change of looks and the upgrades. And you're refreshing that house, making it a good improvement. So, yeah, just a great time to replace those windows in the home.
Here's the amazing thing, too. And I told Justin about them being over 100 years old. You do the math. 1918, it's 2025. Your people actually put these windows in to where as though they were actually put in when the house was built. How did they get it so tightly fit, so secure, so aesthetically appealing? You would swear that the windows went in with the construction.
Well, there's a process in doing that. First of all, we send out a detailer to actually measure each opening. And that window is custom made to fit that particular opening. For each, we don't assume that all the windows are the same size. Even if they look the same size, we do measure them individually so we can order the appropriate size window. But the one thing that Justin was talking about as far as the holes in a home, think about it, Rob. Winter is right around the corner.
It is.
Okay. And I think we have another week or so before summer is over. And now's the time for people to actually look at their home. Are their windows or doors energy efficient? And do you really want to go through another winter if they're not? So now's the time, if you're interested, to give us a call at 412-655-8411 and get on the schedule to let us come out and give you a free estimate on the Marvin Infinity fiberglass window.
All right, again, here's the number, 412-655-8411, Metropolitan Window Companies, of course, .com, the website. I have prepared the top 10 questions you should ask your contractor, and you will get their answers when we return. But Marvin Fiberglass Infinity Windows, again, tell them why you love them so much. And my question is, if I call today or this week, can I have them before the snow flies?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I'm urging people that if you want the windows replaced before winter, now's the time to give us a call.
All right. 412-655-8411. The Schmutzers always brightens any Sunday when they're in studio with me on KDKA. You got to drive by my house. You're going to love these windows.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, so I got the top 10 questions. Oh, before we go any further, I got Jerry Schmidt here today, you being a Duquesne alum. Frank was here, Duquesne alum. That school's fantastic. Talk about Duquesne a little bit.
My wife and I, Maggie and I, are both Duquesne alums. My two daughters are Duquesne alums. So, you know, we feel that Duquesne's a great university.
You know who Judge McVay is?
I've heard the name,
yes. He played at Duquesne. He's also on this All Duquesne All the Time show. I don't know what's going on, but it's all Duquesne. And Jody from Coons Market, her daughter, I think this weekend is going into the dormitory as a freshman. So, a lot of Duquesne out there. A
lot of history.
It is. All good stuff. Okay, now listen. We are going to get to these top 10 questions because I always like to have a little bit of stuff that I can ask these gentlemen whenever they drop by to spend a little time with me on a Sunday morning. So what we're going to do now... We're going to go through the top 10 questions that you should ask your contractor. The first goes to you, Mr. Schmutzer. What's the company's name and address? So you need to know who, what, when, where, why, and how. And if they're local like you, you really want to make the call.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, when you deal with any type of contractor, you need to have a written contract. And that written contract should specify the name of the company, the address, and you don't want a post office box. You want an actual address, okay, in case that you ever need to visit that individual or company. You need to have the phone number listed.
Right.
And also, you need to make sure that they are licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And every contractor, whether you're getting carpeting, roofing, siding, windows, doors, whatever, okay, they need to be licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, specifically the Attorney General's office.
Listen, I guess Mr. Sunday on this Sunday would appreciate that you definitely do exactly what you said, he being the AG. The other thing, and you were spot on with everything, the Better Business Bureau, this stuff really matters, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. I recommend that everybody check with the BBB. You can go online, plug in the company's name, and they will give you a rating, A plus. Metropolitan is an A+, by the way. Or they can tell you that they're not a member. And you got to ask yourself why. So be very careful, because that's the most important thing in selecting a company to do work on your precious home, okay, is to make sure you're dealing with a credible, professional individual or company.
All right. So before we get to what does the window replacement process entail, these are the questions you should be asking your contractor, but what you should really be doing is calling 412-655-8411 and calling Metropolitan Window. Get them in before the snow flies, because you know who they are. This licensing, as far as the business is concerned, Justin, he explained a little bit, but talk about why that is something that people must never forget to ask. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's checkbox number one. I mean, is just the foundational of who you're dealing with and what is their background like. You know, you got to make sure that they're properly insured. You got to make sure that they have the proper insurance to protect you. I mean, all of these are for the protection of the consumer. There's also another certification that every contractor must have, and that's the EPA lead certification. Anytime you have a house older than 1978, and I think your home was about older than 1978. A couple years.
Oh,
so.
Like me. Anyway.
So you have to take these precautions for lead paint safety, and it's very harmful to humans if ingested, and dust particles are ingested and things like that. So, all these protections are in place for a point, to protect the consumer and to make sure, if you do deal with, a bad nut consumer or company by chance, you are protected on that side of it. So, I will tell a quick story, Rob. It was on the news recently too. There's this, gentleman I went to high school with at Baldwin High School. He recently was in the news because there was a contractor, who was doing some work for him, and unfortunately he has a bunch of medical conditions, and he's been living his whole life with cerebral palsy, but he lives up in the Newcastle area, and he had a bunch of work done to his home by this contractor, and they took him for a lot of money.
Ugh.
A lot of money. And the contractor just up and left, and they're no longer around. And so he has this kind of half finished house, and you know, things not even done. And he needed some help with the windows. So I called him after I saw it on the news. I called him the next day and went out there, and we're going to help him out with some windows.
Nice.
You know, just things like that. I hate hearing those types of situations because, you know, and some contractors can be very, very good of tricking people and telling them what they want to hear. But do your vetting. How many years have they been in business? What's their track record? Like my dad said, do they have a physical location that you can go to and talk with them and see things? So, yeah, it's I hate hearing those situations.
Well, let me just go full circle here, and this is something John and I drill down on all the time. This whole private equity thing, in which buying up a lot of these companies may have familiar names, but they're not owned by people like the Schmutzers anymore. And many times, the people coming to do the job are not actual employees of the company. They're subcontracted out. So they don't even know who you would call if something goes wrong. You can't walk into a building like in the North or South and meet John, Maggie, or Justin, or whomever, Missy. These people are there every day. So people need to understand what you see isn't what you always get.
Oh, most definitely. By the way, that gentleman that Justin was talking about, he was taken for $66,000.
I mean,
and it's just a crime.
Horrible.
And I hope the authorities are searching and find that particular individual.
Prosecute.
Because this poor guy, physically, he's handicapped, and financially, he's not in the best of shape. And that's why we're helping him out.
Good.
And we're not charging him a dime for our work.
Nice.
But you get into... I forgot what your question was.
that you don't always get what you expect and not always what you see.
Oh, absolutely. That's why, like Justin said, you have to do your vetting. You have to make sure that you're dealing with a good, reputable company.
And here's the other thing as far as my top 10 questions. We may not get to all of them, but this is the one, you know, that you really need to drill down. And we do it all the time on the show, and we're going to do it right here and now. What does the window replacement process entail? You need to know what you're paying for.
Oh, most definitely. That's why you should have a written contract. That's why all the specifications should be written down. How many windows? What's the style of the windows? What's the color of the windows on the interior? What's the color on the exterior? What type of glass are you getting? Are you getting full screens, half screens? And then the contract should talk about the method of installation. Okay, how are we going to put those windows in? What the one thing you want to do is you want to meet the homeowner's expectations. And we try very, very hard to do that. The experience that the consumer should have is a professional one, dealing with a company that is going to do what they expect them to do. And that's what Metropolitan does every day.
Then the thing that I think Justin can jump in here, because he's going to be carrying on this whole aspect of our fourth question, what's your experience in the window installation business? So you can talk about your generation, your mom and your dad, how long you've been doing it, because when you look at your track record and your resume at Metropolitan Window, it goes a long way, Justin.
Yeah, it's definitely evolved throughout the years of how we're doing things. You know, we're being a lot more technology driven these days. You know, but when it comes down to it, the very core, the methodology that we use to install windows hasn't really changed. You know, we're still following processes that are very, very efficient, very successful for us. But as far as you know, how it works. First, you realize that you need windows or you want windows and doors, and then you would just give us a call, 412-655-8411, or you can shoot us an email, and we would respond back to you, ask you a couple questions about your project, you know, kind of what you're interested in doing, windows, doors, storm doors, sliding doors, entry doors, whatever it is going to be about your project, and then we'll schedule an appointment for us to come out and see you. And then from there, one of our representatives will come out. They'll talk to you more about your project, kind of see the project in person, assess the situation, all the windows with you, take measurements, And then we get into the design phase. And then we talk about, okay, so what are you envisioning your house to look like with new windows or a new door? What did you always want for a very long time this door to do that you just didn't have that capability to do before? You're kind of planning to replace these windows and doors for the final last time, and not just every 10 years or so, like people sometimes do in the past. And then once we do that with design phase with the homeowner, and then we would get them an estimate right then and there, and if they would like to proceed with the project, we can get that going for them.
You know, one of the things we've never done on this show, if there's somebody out there right now, and we don't need the name of the company, but they've been left with a problem and they can't get it fixed, meaning a window or a door situation, whatever that problem is, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Because the thing that I always hear when people come up to me and ask about you, they'll say, hey, heard Metropolitan Day. Do they travel to here? Because I had somebody come and do something and didn't finish it and it's never been right and I already paid them. And the other thing that you did, and I've seen Justin talk about this before, I saw it firsthand. You do the estimate, you break everything down. The bill, everything down. Labor, installation, price of the window, blah, 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 blah. You should always know what your charges are for. Right, Justin? Always.
That's correct. That is absolutely 100% correct. I mean, there's a lot of different window and door companies out there. Knowing to deal with the right ones that are going to treat you properly, be transparent, be fair with you, that's very important. And, you know, Metropolitan Window Company is definitely one of those companies.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to a break here in about a minute. If you have any window or door related questions, but especially those window questions, and you're thinking it's go time because you do want to have them before the snow flies, you don't want to deal with those extreme, very costly heating bills, call us right now. Wherever you're at, whatever type of window, you've got some thoughts, you just need some free advice when it comes to those window questions, now is the time to call us. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or you can reach them at Metropolitan Window, 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411. And the other thing, John, as we go to break, people need to know about what options are available for them when it comes to windows too.
Oh, sure. And we go all over that with the homeowner and when our representative goes to your home.
And hey, Justin, what about references? Always be happy to ask and you're always happy to give, right?
Absolutely. I had that the other day. A customer wanted some references that we just recently did and gave him three of them. And all three were very positive. So absolutely. That's definitely one.
How about the other thing, this guerrilla marketing? Now they have people knocking on your doors. And I noticed that your window, I mean, who thought of that? It's everywhere, John. It's everywhere.
There are companies even today that go canvassing and they try to convince the people that, hey, I noticed one of your windows are bad. How would you like to get an estimate? And then if you say yes, you know, they're going to come into their home or there's going to be a salesman waiting in a car down the street. And they're going to come into your home and they're going to spend 3 or 4 hours in your home until you sign that contract.
Oh.
So I would highly recommend that if you do get an estimate from a company like that, you do not sign the contract because you haven't vetted that contractor. You haven't vetted that company. So therefore, tell them, hey, I'll get back to you. And then do your due diligence. You know, check the Better Business Bureau. Check with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, see if they're licensed. All these things that we talked about a few minutes ago.
And get other quotes too. I mean,
And get comparable quotes and estimates on the project. Right, and you'd be surprised.
Let me get a break. We'll check the news. Come right back at it. Again, the number, any window related questions. The Schmutzers are here from Metropolitan Windows, 866-391-1020.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back with Justin and John Schmutzer. How many kids all together now in the business? You got your other son, you got Missy.
I got John, Justin, and Melissa, and I have one more.
That's Justin's wife.
Molly. I got another daughter, Megan, and... Hopefully someday she will come into the business also, and it will truly be a family business, more so than what it is now.
You know, I could just see how upset you get, like when his classmate was kind of used for $60,000+, and you see a lot of these private equity firms, and they've approached you too. It must be tough to see where this business has gone, and that's probably one of the reasons why you tell your children and others to work even harder, because you don't want to see this thing slip away, all these years that you put into this.
Well, that's true. And I don't think Metropolitan Window Company will ever change its mission statement. And that is to provide the best experience to a consumer, stand behind your work, deal with them with professionalism and integrity, and you will always survive. But it's an interesting point that you bring up as far as where is this industry going? With all these private equity firms buying up these companies, with massive manufacturers and distributors buying up the smaller distributors that are out there, you're not going to have much choice. You know, there's very few distributors here in Pittsburgh. When I first started in the business, I mean, you had companies like Uncle Hoffman, Jones & Bryan, Cassidy, Pierce. They were all gone. And the same with private equity firms buying up individual companies. They buy them, they put them into a platform, and they hope within 5 years that they can sell the whole thing to another private equity firm and make more money. But what happens to the consumer that bought these products, that bought the windows or doors or siding from this particular company? Every time it is sold, okay, most companies only buy the assets. They don't buy the liabilities. So your warranty is out the window, okay? So you got to be very careful. And that's why smaller companies, especially companies like Metropolitan, a family-owned business, 47 years in business, and we are going to be around. And fortunately, my children will carry on the company, hopefully for another 47 years.
You have to be so happy, both of you. And Justin, you can jump in here because your dad sung their praises because he was there in the beginning. But what Marvin has done for you, Marvin has really helped you grow your business, haven't they?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, going back to what my dad said, dealing with the right people is everything. And you know, we're very blessed to, you know, I'm very blessed, and me and my brothers and sisters are blessed to be put in the position that we are with the foundation that my mom and dad have built for us with Metropolitan Window Company. You know, as much as our customers have faith in us, we have to have faith in our manufacturer, and that's Marvin. You know, Marvin mirrors us in our values, Metropolitan's values, very, very similarly. You know, Marvin is a fifth family generation company, still to this day, one of the largest family-owned window and door manufacturers in the country.
Amazing.
They're great. I believe it's over 112 years they've been in business now out of War Road, Minnesota. And when they approached us, you know, back in 2005 to be the exclusive provider of the Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, we knew from that point it was just going to be a great business relationship. And ever since, it's been awesome. Marvin, they're still growing to these days, but they're not losing the core of where they come from. I remember the story you told me, Dad, when I joined the business about 14 years ago. You met with one of the Marvins at a conference, and you told him about little old Metropolitan in Pittsburgh, PA, and he knew exactly who we were and the contributions that we are making, even though they were small at the time, to a massive company like Marvin. But right. you remember that conference?
I do. It was Frank Marvin. I was up in War Road, you know, with Maggie, and we were having a meeting. And I went up to Frank after the meeting, and I said, well, it was a pleasure meeting you. And he said, it's more of a pleasure me meeting you. And I said, well, listen, I'm only a little pea in the pot. He said, oh, no. He said, you're a massive pea in the pot. And they're, like you said, their philosophy, they care about the quality products that they produce. They stand behind the products that they produce. And that's why Marvin and I have a great partnership, because we care for our customers as much as they care about us. So it's just a great partnership.
It is a great partnership. Okay, talk about insurance, why it's essential that you make sure that you have proof they've got insurance.
Well, anybody who is concerned and want to know for sure whether that particular company you're doing business with has the proper insurance, ask for a certificate of insurance. And that should indicate, number one, the liability insurance that they have on the company. It should indicate the automobile insurance, because they do drive vehicles, and you want to make sure that they're covered. Number three, the certificate should show whether or not they have workman's compensation insurance. That is required by law if you have employees of the company. So if by any reason, if you have any doubt whatsoever, ask to see a certificate of insurance.
It's that simple. All right. What kind of things are happening out there in the world that people can get in on some quality product, get some savings, and get these windows in before the snow flies? John?
Well, we're offering a great promotion. We're offering 30% off all our windows and doors if you purchase four windows or more and just one entry door. We're offering 30% off plus 18 months, no interest financing. So take advantage of it before the winter months come and that cold and snow starts falling. And if you, again, if you want your windows installed before the winter months, please give us a call now, get on our list, and you'll enjoy the warmth this summer, this winter in your home.
All right, give them that special one more time, please.
30% off all our windows and doors, and the only requirement for the windows is if you purchase four more windows, and you also get 18 months no interest financing.
If I can touch on that too, oh. Rob, you know, because this time of year, you know, July, August, folks are kind of in vacation mode a little bit. You know, they aren't really thinking about windows and doors at this point because, you know, it's warmer outside. You're not really noticing those inefficient windows that much, or you're not opening the windows as much because you have the air conditioning on all the time. So I would highly encourage folks who are working on maybe older, or they just know that these products are inefficient, but it's just kind of been putting the projects off for a while. Please give us a call today to set up an appointment. We'll come out and assess your products and let you know if they are due for replacement or if they're okay. Because, you know, given the timeline of production of the product and installation of the windows, we can get them in before this winter starts, because everyone knows once that cold weather comes around, they're going to start be chilling on the couch watching TV at night and asking, you know, why is our house so cold? Well, it's, you know, it's that door that's leaking that air underneath that threshold for a very long time now, and you just been putting it off. So now's definitely a great time to get on the schedule and replace your windows and doors.
Listen, could not live on the second floor of my house because I got a big old three-story house, because it was the heat, the air didn't work. It didn't go up there wintertime. It was just too cold. Now it's distributing the cold air perfectly in this house. I mean, is it really just me, or does that actually happen when you get new windows?
It definitely happens. And that's the purpose of the low E coating with argon gas in between the two panes. So it definitely is a result of efficient insulated glass units and also the framing. But here's a nice thing about fiberglass windows.
Okay.
That fiberglass is such a great framing material for windows because it doesn't expand and contract like a vinyl window or like a composite window. So therefore, your performance is going to be consistent for years and years and years to come. It's not going to change. You're going to have the same type of performance 10 years from now that you have today. Unlike a vinyl window or a composite window, those framing materials move. So the efficiency goes down each and every year.
Good stuff. All right, take a break. We'll come back. One more segment with Metropolitan Windows, Justin and John Smutzer this morning on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so let's kind of wrap up the hour. Any size, shape, make, or model, you can do just about any structure when it comes to residential windows. John Schmutzer.
Yes, everything is custom made to fit the opening that you have. So there's no issue whatsoever.
All right, here's my ninth question as we continue with my top 10 questions you should be asking your contractor. What do warranties do, and what do you offer, Justin?
Yeah, so this is where you have to check two things here. So warranty is one thing. It's very important. And the company can be saying that they have the greatest industry warranty. Some folks say that they have a lifetime, double lifetime, triple lifetime. You know, they'll warrant this product for the next five homeowners. And it sounds great, but warranty, as my dad has taught me, the warranty is only as good as whoever makes that product, because ultimately you're going to want that manufacturer to be in business and honor the warranty and that big promise that they're making to the consumer. So don't just check the box of, okay, lifetime warranty, seems good, sounds good, verify it. Who's backing that warranty up? Is it the manufacturer? Is it the company putting the windows in? With us, for example, Marvin is naturally a wood window manufacturer, and they've been making windows, like we've said before, for over 120 years.
Wow.
Excuse me, 112 years. So most wood products these days typically have about a 10-year warranty, and that is an industry standard because, you know, it's wood. The fiberglass window, the Infinity from Marvin fiberglass window, is the only product that Marvin makes across all of their product lines that has a lifetime warranty. Now, like I said, lifetime warranty sounds great, but again, it's the manufacturer who's going to be backing that product, and that is Marvin. Marvin, like I said, five generations of business, and they are going to be the one honoring that lifetime warranty. That is huge. That is huge. And so Metropolitan, we are also the ones that are going to be honoring that service product, that service warranty. We've been in business for 47 years. So whenever a company comes out to your home and talks about warranties, look into the manufacturer's track record. See how long they've been in business, and see about their history of warranty claims, because a lot of folks do change warranties over time, and they'll get rid of certain aspects of that. And also look into the exclusions part of that warranty and what is not covered. Lifetime sounds great up front, and what the exclusions might read for a vinyl window, for example, a vinyl window is going to say a lifetime warranty, but it's not going to cover the things that happen with vinyl, which is expansion and contraction, warping and bowing and twisting. No vinyl manufacturer warranty will cover that, to as far as my knowledge goes. But as far as fiberglass windows go, the Infinity from Marvin, they cannot expand and contract. Fiberglass is a very stable product. It will maintain its dimensional integrity and last a very long time.
And also, to add on to that, Metropolitan Window Company gives a 10-year free service and labor warranty. Now, think about that. Why are we giving 10 years? Because for the last 20 years dealing with the Infinity fiberglass window, we've had very, very, very little issues as far as services. And most of the services has to do with the screen, as far as there's a tear in the screen, and that happens during shipping. But we are so confident in the Infinity fiberglass window and the way that we install the windows that we will give you a 10-year free service and labor warranty.
All right, last one, number 10. How do you handle complaints from clients? And let me tell you why you want to choose Metropolitan. You don't see these big box stores or those private equity firms putting themselves on a radio show live on a Sunday morning that's heard all around the country unless you have belief in your product. And I can tell you this unequivocally, and I never, ever pull back when I talk about people like the Schmutzers. I'm out and about a lot. I do these shows. I've never had one person say anything negative about your company to me.
Well, that's funny, that, and I appreciate you saying that. When I first met Andy from True Value, he was recommending me to a ton of people, and I said to Maggie, I said, "Who is Andy?" And she said, "I don't know who he is, but this guy's recommending Metropolitan Window Company." So I tracked him down. I called Andy up at True Value, and I said, Andy, "I want to thank you very much, and I'd like to take you out to lunch." So we had lunch, and I said, "I really appreciate you recommending customers to us." He said, "John, I go into a lot of homes," and he said, "Whenever I see that they had work done, like doors or windows or carpeting or whatever, I will ask them who they got the service from and are they happy?" And he said, "I never once had a customer say a bad word against Metropolitan Window Company." And he said, "You've done a ton of work in the area that he serves." So, but this isn't rocket science. It isn't brain surgery.
It's broke, fix it.
That's right. And do what you say you're going to do. If you make a mistake, fix it. You're talking about complaints. No customer should have a complaint. How do I want to phrase this? If you communicate with customers appropriately and honestly, you're not going to have complaints from homeowners. You tell them up front, "Hey, we made a mistake." Don't hide it. Don't let them find it. Tell them. Mm. And we do that all the time, and not all the time because we don't make that many mistakes. But when we do, we'll go to the homeowner and say, "You know, ma'am, I'm sorry, but carrying the window in, the hammer hit the screen and there's a tear in the screen." And instead of them finding it and calling you, you tell them up front, "Hey, we're going to replace that screen for you."
All right, this is what you need to do. And if I'm wrong, correct me, because I wrote some quick notes here. 30% all windows, you got to buy four or more. 18% no interest. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, gentlemen, I have such respect for you, and I'm so glad that I've known you close to 30 years. And every time I get a chance to mention Metropolitan, like the Metropolitan Window video screen, that you can watch everything we do stream live, kdkradio.com. Click on KDK Watch. You know you're getting exactly what you pay for. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
Good stuff. News coming up next.
The preceding was paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.